January 20th, 2023. Podcast 399, episode 399. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Texas woman found dead in a field near her married boyfriend's home. Her married boyfriend. This is a tragic story of two people in a relationship who didn't know each other as well as they thought they did, with one person having some secrets that he wasn't ready to see uncovered, and he was willing to go to extremes to keep it that way. A Texas woman who vanished shortly after learning her boyfriend was already married and had been using a fake name to hide his identity has been found dead. The remains of Kayla Kelly, 33, were uncovered in a field in Grand Prairie on Wednesday, not far from the home of Ocaster Ferguson. Ocaster, the Collin County Sheriff's Office confirmed on Thursday. He was arrested Saturday on a kidnapping charge in connection with Kelly's disappearance. Me personally, I don't think this man was lying to this woman for the sole purpose of just to cheat on his wife. It's 2023. Marriage isn't necessarily a deal breaker if you're looking for a few one-nighters or just something on the side. This man was trying to cover something up, and he was willing to take drastic measures to keep it that way. The Tarrant County Medical Examiner's Office said her cause of death was pending. Kelly's burnt-out car was found in a remote area of the Dallas suburb of Frisco on January 12th, one day after she was initially reported missing by her aunt and co-workers. They told authorities Kelly was getting ready to confront Ferguson, who introduced himself as Kevin. Kevin is a lot easier than old Castor when they began their romantic relationship, according to an arrest warrant affidavit obtained by NBC DFW. Kelly planned on blackmailing Ferguson upon learning he was also already married, friends said, though they were not aware of the details of her plan. This is why I say the two of them didn't know each other as well as they thought they did, because this is a situation where you choose to stay or go. And if instead she chose to confront him with an alleged blackmail in which she vanished shortly after, that means this man had no second thoughts about tying up any loose ends to keep whatever skeletons he had in his closet. I think lying about the marriage was just the tip of the iceberg. Ferguson is also facing an arson charge related to the destruction of Kelly's car. Authorities said they are also working with the Collin County District Attorney's Office to determine what additional charges will be filed now that Kelly's body has been recovered. Disappearing someone and burning their car in a calculated attempt to destroy the evidence is not something someone does when they get caught lying in a relationship. This man might just be a murderer. While we desperately hope for a different outcome, I'm grateful for the dogged determination of my deputies and our Texas Rangers in locating Miss Kelly, Collin County Sheriff Jim Skinner said in a statement. Ferguson was being held Friday in lieu of $1.5 million bond. Next up, she told her boyfriend she wanted to go to a strip club. Dream come true. Then came violence. As it so usually does. This is the tragic fate of all wholesome homebody men across the country who get dragged out of their comfort zones when they would much rather be curled up with a Charles Dickens novel and a little bit of E&J in their chamomile tea. You come back with an eye jammy. What was supposed to be a fun night out Tuesday took a violent turn for a Florida couple, according to the Lee County Sheriff's Office. Not turmoil on Titty Tuesday. According to an arrest affidavit obtained by the Miami Herald, a deputy on Mark Uniform Patrol in North Fort Myers received a physical domestic disturbance call at a local bar restaurant around 8:45 p.m. Though redacted in the report, TV station NBC2 reports the destination was the Naughty Parrot Tiki Hut. With a name like the Naughty Parrot Tiki Hut, how is your head not on a swivel? I wouldn't be able to enjoy myself. Gotta have a pair of brass knuckles in your pocket or something. The arriving deputy made contact with the man, who explained that his live-in girlfriend later identified as Elizabeth Ann Sherlock Mason, 61. Good for her. Initially wanted him to take her to a nearby strip club called Lookers. Deputies withheld his name from the police report. At 61, Elizabeth Ann is still a pistol, huh? A little Hennessy in her nutriment, she becomes the life of the party. The boyfriend, 69, suggested they go to dinner first, a gentleman through and through, all the way till the end. It's all damage control, because I'm pretty sure he's seen how Elizabeth Ann acts when she's been drinking on an empty stomach. Every night I gotta fight to prove my love. Once they arrived to the restaurant, she began drinking and becoming verbally abusive. How much you want to bet she had a few before they even got there? So he decided it was best they leave and stood up from his bar stool. Mason apparently wanted to stay and grabbed their boyfriend's neck. I didn't see that coming, with both hands in an attempt to choke him, according to the police report. For a woman, going for a man's throat right off the bat, even if she's intoxicated, seems like a very specific course of action. So my question is, what is she doing to that man behind closed doors that choking him out was the very first thing that came to her mind? After the man forcibly removed Mason's wrist from his neck, and all I'm picturing is her digging her fingernails into his skin, the altercation escalated. How could it get worse? It can't get worse. Mason then kicked him in the groin. Notes the complaint, kicked him right in the batteries. The report said he didn't lose consciousness or the ability to breathe. I know we're all on the outside looking in, but I'm going to go on ahead and say she doesn't like you very much, dude. On some scale, that is an everyday version of her. In the fracas, Mason lost their balance and fell off the bar stool to the ground. Wait a minute, she was doing all that to him from a sitting position? She choked him and kicked him into stones while she was still sitting down. This woman is a problem. The man tried to help her up. Save yourself, buddy. Get a head start. Something tells me if she gets up, it's not going to end well for you. But she refused assistance, smacked his hand away, and exited to the parking lot while he called 911, says the report. The deputy then made contact with Mason, who was roaming the parking lot for a ride home. Roaming the parking lot for a ride home? At 61, Elizabeth Ann might just still be for the streets. City girl through and through. The suspect, who was showing signs of intoxication by slurring her speech and stumbling, explained that her boyfriend hit her on the head and she fell to the ground. The complaint reads, that would have been so messed up if they would have ran with her version of the story first and detained him until they figured it all out. After being read her rights, Mason explained that while she and her boyfriend were sitting at the bar, he was the one who became abusive, and she admitted hitting him in the head out of anger. I don't think this was the first time she put her hands on this man. For all we know, she could be getting drunk and beating up on him behind closed doors. But if you notice in her dealings with the police, the first thing she did was kept blaming him. It was him. It's not my fault. He was being the aggressor in an attempt for them to take her story over his and lock him up instead. There was no video of the incident nor witnesses, but based on the totality of circumstances, including the victim's age, the deputy believed there was sufficient probable cause to charge Mason with one count of battery on someone 65 years of age or older. She was taken to the Lee County Jail. Fun show. Fun show. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.